Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deborah Vaughn coming to you from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, we have entered that wonderful season in the church known as Advent. Advent means coming, and through the next few weeks, we'll be preparing our hearts for that very special babe who came into our world one cold dark night in Bethlehem. I hope that you'll journey with me as we take some time each weekday to reflect on the story of Christmas and the way in which our lives can be transformed as we prepare our hearts to receive Jesus in a new way. Now, I know that people are tuning in to this broadcast. You're in many different places on your spiritual journey. Some of you are feeling very secure with their connection with God. Others are just beginning on the path. Some are curious, others are confused. Wherever you are on your spiritual path, let me assure you that here you are honored. As we begin this morning, I invite you to take some time after this broadcast or through your day to listen to the sermon that I preached on Sunday, which was the first Sunday in Advent. And it's listed in the archive on this page. As you scroll down, you'll see the Sunday worship service. The whole service is about 18 minutes, but you can just kind of move the cursor along to the sermon part. As we begin this sacred time of preparing our hearts for Advent, there are some really important questions posed in that sermon to get you thinking about what it means to be a Christian and to consider and reflect upon what Jesus means in your life. There's also a bit of an explanation of Advent in there as well, which you might find interesting. So I commend that to you as kind of homework as we begin our Advent journey here. It's so important that we take time out to remember the Christmas story. The holiday season can get so busy with parties and events. For us as Christians, the season of Advent is a time of great preparation. It's not like Lent, where it's really a somber and penitential kind of inner, deeper, reflective season. The season of Advent is very much like getting ready when you're getting prepared for a child to come into the world. You know, those of us who are parents, you get the nursery ready, you get the accoutrements for the nursery, you get the books and kind of prime yourself to be prepared for when that little baby comes home. So too with Advent, we're getting ready to celebrate the birth of a child. And so with the holiday season being so busy with parties and with Christmas being very loaded, we experience so many different emotions at Christmas time. We remember loved ones who are no longer with us. We think of Christmases past, and sometimes we feel less than enthusiastic about the one that's approaching. Despite the pressures and the emotions and the expectations, Christmas can be a deeply moving and very satisfying time of the year. As we prepare our hearts, remembering the promise and the wonder of that first Christmas, we will rekindle something that money cannot buy, the recognition of the blessings that are all around us, the love that flows out to us, the affirmation that we encounter as we meet that tiny baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in that manger full of straw. Love came to us at Christmas. Divine love that came to be among us. Emmanuel, God with us, Prince of Peace. Join me tomorrow morning as we let the story of the birth of Jesus embrace us. Let us pray. O come, Emmanuel. We stand before you with broken lives, troubled minds, hearts looking for answers and peace. In this time of prayer, we hold before you our world, calling on your angels to fill it with your light, your love, and your peace. We pray for those who are in any need or any kind of danger or trouble. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, asking for your healing grace to be upon them. We offer you our own needs and concerns, trusting that you hear our prayers and are working to bless and resolve each circumstance for our greatest good. Loving God, we wait in the quiet for the advent of your Word made flesh, whom shepherds sought and angels announced with triumphant song. We hold our empty hands out to receive your blessings, to seek you, beseech you with a willing and grateful heart. O come, Emmanuel. Hallow our day and light the path before us. Open our hearts to receive the unending love that you offer. Live in us that we may live in you. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. I hope you have a wonderful day and we'll have the opportunity to visit again tomorrow morning, either live or via the archive. Blessings in your day. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.